Hey, everybody, before we start the show, I just wanted to tell you that we have a Patreon if you're interested in supporting the show. All you have to do is go to patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com, and you can get rid of all of the pesky commercials. And it's cheap. It's only $1 a month. patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host, and I don't have any announcements this episode, so let's go ahead and jump into the news. GM and LG will invest an additional $275 million to their Ultium battery plant in Tennessee. This is in addition to the original $2.3 billion they invested. GM and LG think they can supply 130 gigawatt hours of power of battery cells, by the end of the decade. When the Ford F-150 Lightning was announced, 2020? The entry-level price was around $40,000. Now, that same pickup truck will set you back $56,000, and it's got a range of like 220 miles. So, yeah. I would pay 56,000 miles if it had a range of like 280 miles. I can bend a little bit, but yeah, that's a rough one. Volvo has officially confirmed their new electric crossover. It'll be called the Volvo EX30. This is a very small vehicle. It's Volvo's smallest crossover that they sell. It's tiny, according to the press release that I read. The car will be built in China, but we don't know what markets the car will be offered in. And I say offered and not sold because you won't actually be able to buy this car. It's only available through subscription, and there's a 3-month minimum on that subscription if you choose to subscribe. Now, this is targeted towards Gen Zs. This is targeted to folks who are 18, 19 years old. Although, if the price was right, I would consider doing this. Volvo's a nice car. If the price and the range have to be right for me to be able to do this, to be honest. Let's go ahead and move into our Tesla news. Tesla has dropped the price on their home charger from $400 to $350. Now, this is the home charger with the North American charging standard, or the original Tesla charge connector. If you buy the version with the J1772 connector on it, you're still going to pay $550, which is still pretty cheap. But $350 for this Tesla home charger is a really good deal. I haven't bought a gift for Brad and Sierra yet, and it might just be buying this charger and installing it at my house because that's cheap. I don't know how long it's going to be that cheap, but that's cheap. And if you're wondering why I would install it at my house instead of their house, is they don't have a house. They travel around. So there would be no reason for me to buy it for them, and then they could just keep it in their car and not use it. All right. Moving on. Elon was recently photographed in Nuevo León, Mexico, where he reportedly spoke to Governor Samuel Garcia and the U.S. ambassador to Mexico, Ken Salazar. It is rumored that Tesla will build some type of facility in the Mexican state. A small part of Nuevo León borders Texas. Like, it's very, it's just like a little sliver borders Texas. Apparently, Tesla already has several suppliers in this state, so it makes sense that they would build something there. We don't know quite what it is, and I'm not going to speculate. And way back in August, Nuevo León, I know I'm saying that wrong, I apologize, they announced that Tesla would have access to an exclusive lane at the U.S.-Mexico border. So we'll wait patiently to find out more. Here's a little U.S. news for you. U.S.-centric news. Tesla is offering 10,000 free supercharger miles to customers who take delivery by the end of the month. This is worth about $500. Tesla is also offering a $3,750 discount if you take delivery by the end of the year. This is because on January 1st, 2023, the Inflation Reduction Act takes place in terms of the tax credits. So starting, if you take delivery in January of 2023, you're going to get a $7,500 tax credit. I said that this was US-centric, but Tesla is also offering similar deals in the UK. And I wonder how much of these incentives is due to the upcoming tax credit, which is just right around the corner, and how much is due to Elon's antics on Twitter. Because I see a lot of people saying they're canceling orders. I don't know if they really are or not. I wouldn't. I'm not canceling my order because Elon is one person at a company full of like 100,000 people. But yeah, I see a lot of people on Twitter saying they're canceling their order with Tesla. And the third largest Tesla shareholder is calling for Tesla to replace Elon as CEO. So just kind of a little food for thought. I don't like talking about Elon and Twitter on this show because it kind of derails from the main topic of EVs, but I thought this was relevant to the discussion. Ian Jordan took Tesla to court because his Model 3 with hardware 2.5 was not capable to full self-driving. And when I say he took him to court, he took him to small claims court. So Tesla wanted to charge Jordan $1,000+ to upgrade to hardware 3 so that Jordan could subscribe to full self-driving. Jordan argued that Tesla's claim that every car sold after 2016 had hardware capabilities for level 5 autonomous driving was false advertising, and Tesla requiring him to pay $1,106 in further upgrades was unacceptable. Tesla did not show up to the small claims court to defend itself, so the judge found that Tesla was in breach of warranty and ordered them to pay $1,657.50. That was the cost of upgrading the hardware plus $500 because Jordan was losing the ability to listen to AM radio. Tesla did pay him right away. So it sounds like if you have an issue with Tesla and it can, you can resolve it in small claims court, it might be your best option because, you know, they didn't show up. Let's see here. Tesla has launched Tesla Electric. This is Tesla's first step into becoming a electricity retailer. What they're doing here is a little different. So I'm going to do my best to explain this in a way that makes sense for everybody because I'm not 100% sure I fully understand. Tesla will buy and sell electricity for Powerwall owners, and this will help protect Powerwall owners from having to deal with peak prices. So let's pretend everyone in my little neighborhood here, my little part of the neighborhood, has a Powerwall. Tesla would enter into some sort of partnership with us, and Tesla would buy our power during peak periods and then from our power walls and then refill our power walls when the electricity is cheaper. Now, I don't know if anybody that participates in this is going to get any money or if they're just going to get a more stable utility bill. That we don't really have a lot of information. What we do know is that this is only going to take place in a couple of markets inside of Texas. At this point, I don't have a lot of great information. So this is likely just going to be a test. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure we'll get somebody will ask a question on the next upcoming earnings call and we'll get more information then. Or if we get more information between now and then, I will let you know. Tesla is now selling a solid state drive for video games and to store Sentry mode videos. So if you don't know what this is it's basically an external hard drive that doesn't have any moving parts. Most modern computers have solid state drives now. This is no different except for being inside of your computer. It's in a little enclosure and it's external, which is self-explanatory, right? This is, like I said, for video game storage and storing Sentry mode videos. The video game storage would really be for the updated 2022 Model S and Model X's. This Tesla branded drive is 1 terabyte and it is selling for $350. My go-to external solid state drive is the SanDisk Extreme Portable SSD. Right now you can go to Best Buy and you can buy a 1 terabyte drive for a little bit more than $100. And you can get it today. If you wanted the Tesla SSD, you have to wait until February. I don't know why would you buy this unless you were just a huge Tesla fan and you wanted to give them $150 more than you needed to. It's a lot of money. Now, I told you that story so I could tell you this one. Tesla's holiday update is here. All Teslas have received the following: Apple Music. The interior camera is now available through the mobile app with a dog mode. So if you run into Starbucks, you can keep an eye on your pet. 2022 Model S and Model X owners now have support for MyQ Connect garage door openers. You can adjust the fan speed while the HVAC system is in auto climate mode. Emissions testing mode can now be used from inside the mobile app. I'm not even sure why you would need that, but okay. You can now conduct Zoom meetings in your Tesla when you're parked if you have one of those 2022 Model S and Model X's. Let's see. There's some design updates to the arcade. You get Mahjong. Also Model S and Model X only. You can schedule a light show for up to 10 minutes in advance, which is, again, importantly for the new Model S and X's. And you can use contact lookup feature from a connected Bluetooth device. Calls coming in from a connected Bluetooth device now confirm before transferring to the vehicle. So that's cool. The Model 3 and the Model Y get some media controls. They move the media controls closer to the driver, which I think is a good thing. And following a lane change, merge, or fork, and Model Y performance vehicles get track mode. So that essentially comes from Tesla's release notes. Now let's talk about what I think is the coolest feature for the 2022 Model S and Model X. Is Model S and Model X owners now have access to Steam. It is in beta. If you don't know what Steam is, it's a service that allows you to buy and play video games. I have a Steam account. I don't have all that many games because I have a Mac and there's more games supported on Windows than there is on Mac. But Steam's a really cool service. If you didn't know the Model S and X, it has hardware that is comparable to the PlayStation 5. That's according to Tesla. And now you can see why that $350 SSD that we talked about earlier has showed up in the Tesla store. Apparently, this SSD is optimized for gaming. I'm going to be honest with you. I have an Xbox Series X. I have an external drive attached to it. It's a Western Digital. It cost me about $211. And I have games that run directly off of that external drive. I have no idea if a game is running off the external drive or the internal drive when I'm playing it because it is so fast. And it still only costs $211. Model S and Model X owners now get support for Bluetooth controllers. And for some reason, the folks in the front seat can control the screen in the back. So there you go. There's your holiday update. If by some miracle I do end up getting a Cybertruck, I really hope that it has this Steam capability. Honestly, it's probably not practical and I'll rarely, if ever, use it, but I want the ability to. You know, if I'm going to pay a bunch of money for something, I want to have the new shiny thing. So, all right, everybody, that is it for me this week. If you haven't already, please go download my new podcast. It's called Shuffle Playlist. My buddy Chris and I review one song every 2 weeks. Each episode is under 10 minutes. Like, we have not hit an episode that was over 10 minutes. Like, the longest that we have to this point, I think, is about 8 minutes. So, yeah, I'm really proud of it. So I'll put a link in the show notes. You can also just enter in Shuffle Playlist into your favorite podcatcher of choice. Thank you, everyone, so much for listening, and I will talk to you in a few days.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.